Hey, welcome back to you, Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill. Excited tonight because we are joined in the studio by a couple of very special guests, Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez. Together they are Violet Bell. The new album is Shapeshifter. It just came out. They've got an album release show this Friday the 2nd at Cat's Cradle. It's going to be a good time. Violetbell.net is their website. Lizzie, Omar, thank you so much for being with us. I'm super excited about this.
Aaron, thank you so much for having us.
We're so pumped to be back.
Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
You're going to hear Meet Me in the Garden from our new album, Shapeshifter.
One, go for it.
Thank you.
like a splinter. Only love can win. Only love.
Awesome. You're listening to Violet Bell. The new album is Shapeshifter, album release show at Cat's Cradle this Friday. More from Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez here in the studio. VioletBell.net is the website. The new album just out is called Shapeshifter. There we go. Their second full-length album, first in 3 years, and they got an album release show coming up on Friday night at Cat's Cradle. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. This is fantastic.
It's such a pleasure. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Super excited about the album. I've been excited about it like all year long, waiting for it to come out, because you were here like a year and a half ago playing some music that we knew was going to be on the album.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is so good. I'm waiting for it. It came out. It is worth the price of admission.
Trust me, us as well. I'm very, very excited for this to come out. It feels like turning a page on a new chapter.
How long have you been working on it? Like the first album was 2019, so has it been like a 3-year process?
There is, you know, some of these songs have been with us for a longer time, and some of them were written just before we went into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole casserole of, like, going into, you know, writing, recording, and then sort of figuring out how to release an album. So, altogether,
I feel like 2020 doesn't count.
2020 does not count.
It's actually 2 years.
It also counts as 5, right? Like,
it's both
nothing at all and like forever. So
it took us 15 years to put out this album.
And it's called Shapeshifter, and it's Selkie themed, right?
Yes.
How did that come to pass?
So if you don't know what a Selkie is a mythical creature from Celtic folklore, a seal that can take off its skin and become human. And if you get a Selkie's skin while she's not wearing it, you can make that Selkie come home with you, whether or not they want to. So this, honestly, the first song from the Selkie suite came to us, and I remember playing, we didn't even own a banjo at the time. We were staying over at somebody's house, and they had a banjo, and I was playing this banjo, and this song came out of it, and I was like, what?
Huh.
you're a song about a Selkie? And it just kind of, like, took on its own life from there, and we found ourselves writing all of these different characters in the story.
I actually remember that because that banjo did not belong to us, we did have a mandolin in the car, and for about 4 hours, Lizzie worked on this riff that turned into Back to the Sea.
Oh, man.
Thanks for being so patient, honey.
it was pretty funny.
You can play the mandolin when you're riding shotgun. You know?
You're in the passenger seat, like, figuring it out. I'm like, you know, just like, don't say anything. Just, like, let her catch the wave.
Awesome.
The lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the album, like, putting it together, what was, like, who's involved? What was it like going in the studio?
Well, we got some of our favorite musicians and people on our record for this album. Tatiana Hargraves, Joe Troop, who had recently then, last year, had just come back to the Triangle. Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbaugh from Mipso. We love working with them. Sweet, sweet Mipsos.
They're great.
Sinclair Palmer is our beloved bassist. Joe McPhail plays keys and drums, and it felt like an exercise in community building.
Austin McCall from Takaraba.
Yeah. So an opportunity. It was in March of 2021 that we made it, so it was like we were all coming out of sort of isolation, and we had this opportunity suddenly to make music together, and just really that joy, I think, came through in the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our producer, Jason Richmond,
He had
a funny idea. You know, we were like working up these demos, and
he was like, "Stop! Don't do that." He was like, "You gotta go into the studio and just like let it come out, and let's capture that sort of first pour before, you know, don't try to figure out how it's all going to go. So
the feeling of just like picking up a banjo at someone's house and just like having it come out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's like, that's a risk to take. It's scary as an artist, you know, the investment involved in going to, into the studio is, can be daunting, but, I feel like embracing the process and like trust falling into the music and the people that we brought into the studio with us yielded this really beautiful sound and this beautiful feeling.
It had to have been cathartic too, right? Like,
so much so. I think it was a...
I mean, it was a year into the pandemic.
Yeah, and for me it was like, it really exemplifies what I love about creative living and being a creative person and creative community. Like, getting to, rather than trying to control the outcome, getting to be present with what's happening now and what's happening now and, you know, trying to do the best we can to set up an experience that feels good, and the byproduct of that will be something beautiful. And I feel like that happened.
Do you feel like this music is timely or timeless?
Would I flatter myself if I said both? Aaron, how are you going to ask me a question like that?
I don't know. You said like it was like the right time to go into the studio. Yeah. It was like, did the songs feel like this is like...
It was funny. They came to us. These songs came to us at this time. And I guess the timeless element would be that this is an ancient story. The story of the Selkie has been around. The short version of the story is that the Selkie gets kidnapped by a really lonely fisherman and is trapped on land for 7 years. And eventually she finds her skin and gets back to the sea. But it's an allegory for the experience of marginalization. It's an allegory for experiences of, embodiment, dysphoria. It's about bodily autonomy and personal agency. And, you know, it makes sense to me that it's coded. This old story is coded because there have been so many years where it wasn't safe for people to share stories like that. And it's timely for obvious reasons. You know, we released Fisherman's Daughter the day that Roe versus Wade was rolled back. And that just...
Which is the first single.
Gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's strange. These old stories come back because I think we need them.
Yeah. How did you first learn the story in the first place? Because honestly, like, I'm learning the story of the Selkie through you, because I did not know, so.
It's so cool. I love being a vector for that story. I feel like we're sort of, like, braided into this ancestral thread with, like, these past storytellers, and hopefully for future people like you who are learning this story, and maybe there's some medicine in it.
I think part, for me, the fiddle is such a path to so many different... cultures, you know, whether it's like French Canadian, Appalachian, Scottish, Irish, Latin American, you know, and the story of the fae and legends of like fairies and monsters and
I mean, they're really us.
They're really us.
Yeah.
And so the Selkie, when Lizzie started with the aquatic theme, it was very easy to be like, okay, let's try exploring that. And when you listen to the album, there's that thread running through it, you know, where we're like exploring those water themes and, you know, musically and lyrically, as well as, all these topics you just mentioned.
Yeah. And, you know, it came to us, it's in the culture. And I think it just... There's this theory that ideas are looking for people to help them incarnate. And I feel like this idea just came to us and was like, hey, you want to work together? But, you know, people have often come up to us and say, have you seen The Secret of Ronin-ish? Have you seen Song of the Sea?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, Clarissa Pinkola Estes' book, Women Who Run with the Wolves, is a beautiful book. And there's a story in there called Sealskin, Soulskin. And that really broke down The story is not just about the external world, the characters of, like, the fisherman who kidnaps the Selkie. It's really easy to characterize that as an external villain, but it's also about the internal world. How do we relate to the ways we've internalized these power systems? What would it take to get free? You know, what would it take to integrate the pieces of ourselves that we've had to abandon or splinter off in order to stay safe?
Speaking with Lizzie and Omar, Violet Bell is the band. Shapeshifter is the album. It's out now. Let's hear another song. What's next?
Well, this is the first single that we released earlier this year, called Fisherman's Daughter.
Go for it.
Two, three. fisherman's daughter. I fell in love with the fisherman's daughter. Moves like wind, laughs like water, mind just like a wild nor'easter. Wild nor'easter. Saw her on the way to town, hair pulled back and her shoulders down. Fisherman's daughter, work my hands for the fisherman's daughter. All I have is all I offer, make my heart your holy altar, your holy altar. Saw her standing by the sea, black hair flowing long and free. Singing some strange melody, I saw her, but she didn't see me. Fisherman's daughter, I fell in love with the fisherman's daughter.
Nice. You're listening to Violet Bell. We are going to be back with more from Lizzie and Omar. We'll talk a little bit more about the album, the Cat's Cradle show coming up on Friday, and a whole lot more when we come back after this on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Violet Bell. Lizzie and Omar here in the studio with us. The new album, which is amazing, is called Shapeshifter. It's been out for a little bit more than a month and a half. Got an album release show coming up at Cat's Cradle this Friday with a whole bunch of special guests. Super excited about that, too. Catscradle.com is the website if you want tickets and more information. Still got a few left I think you can buy. Guys, thank you again so much for coming out. Tell us about the show that's coming up.
Oh, thank you for having us, Aaron. So Friday, December 2nd, that's this Friday, we are so excited. We are going to pour our hearts out for our hometown crew and community. The wonderful musicians Allison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves are going to open. They are just hypnotic, spellbinding players. And we're going to be playing with our full band. So we'll have Sinclair Palmer on bass and Joe McPhail on keys and drums, and some special guests floating through.
Nice.
Yeah. Kenneth Stewart, too.
Tatiana's going to join us for some
I remember when she moved to the Triangle, I was like, who is this fiddler?
I know. Competition.
It was just...
Competition collaboration?
Yeah. I wanted to play with them than not.
Yeah, know? I think there's this, like, one of the things that's a driving force in our lives, like creative and otherwise right now, is this like 5-word statement, make art with friends sustainably.
Yeah.
and it's so nourishing to get to collaborate with people who are really pouring their hearts into the music they're making. And I feel that way about everybody we're playing with.
Yeah. And I remember moving here 12 years ago and wanting community and wanting to meet people like that and have that kind of togetherness that music brings.
May it be so.
This Friday at the Cradle.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because like y'all have been involved in so many other non-Violet Bell projects. I know the last time I saw you, Omar, was at Lynn Swisher Spears' album release show,
yes,
which had like
summer.
40 people on stage playing at different times.
That was
like
crazy.
That was an exercise in community building, to be sure.
For sure,
which is
right?
What I have this like feeling that music is really kind of a substrate for human connection. Like it's a conduit for us to be with each other. And when we experience live music, it's like there's this collective effervescence in the room and we get to feel each other in this way that I don't experience really anywhere else.
Yeah.
Except maybe like a giant forest.
Yeah. And like nature and music are the universal languages,
yeah,
right? Which leads me to you're going overseas in a month,
we
right?
We are. So oh speaking goodness. Of creative collaboration, I'm so excited to be touring with Emily Scott Robinson and Alisa Amador.
Both of us, yeah.
Who just won the NPR Tiny Desk Contest. And they're both just radiant, wonderful people. And we just recorded an album together called Built on Bones that Emily Scott Robinson released. And we're all going to be touring, playing our own sets, and then we're going to be coming together for a three-part harmony. And we're also going to be touring in March, like in the United States. So we've got a pretty substantial string of tour dates, and we will be coming through this area. But before then, we are going to experience Scotland in January. So these little North Carolinian rhododendron flowers are going to have to go find some thick coats.
Yeah.
Coming in here, I'm like, oh man, it's 60 degrees outside. It's chilly.
I know, I've got a hat on.
Yeah.
What is that?
I totally plan on spotting a Selkie while we're there.
100%.
Well, we were on the West Coast with Valerie June this summer, and we saw a Selkie in Puget Sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was like, hey, what's that? Is that? It's a Selkie.
Yeah, it was the seal bobbing like 10 feet offshore. And he was like, what are you doing? You're cute.
We're looking at you.
Yeah.
Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was kind of periscoping. He was like, or they. You know, really,
yeah.
Who knows?
Awesome.
Really funny.
Again, the album is Shapeshifter. It's out now. The show's at Cat's Cradle this Friday with Allison DeGroote, Tatiana Hargraves, a whole bunch of great musicians going to be on stage with them. VioletBell.net is the website for more information on all of that. CatsCradle.com for tickets to the show. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
Sure. This one is called Junkie, and it's the last song that we wrote before we went into the studio. And it's about a different form of shape-shifting, letting go of what, you know, doesn't serve you and embracing the unknown mystery of healing.
This may have been an Aaron request before we started. I love this song so much.
Honored to play it for you. Smell like smoke.
say we may. I don't know how, but I got this way. Sugar and sex, just spin the wheel. Whiskey and weed, and how do I feel deeper inside? Quiet as can be, praying for grace to rescue.
Album is Shapeshifter. It's out now. The website is violetbell.net. Go there and find out more. The album release show is Friday at Cat's Cradle. Allison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves also there, and a whole bunch of other great musicians. The band is Violet Bell. Omar, Lizzie, thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much, Aaron. It's such a pleasure to talk with you.
And to see your beautiful face again.
Aw. Hey, we'll be back with more on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill.